Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sherry Robertson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is hit by the pitch. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is hit by the pitch. Case moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball towards left. Curtwright catches it and throws to home to double up Case. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Turner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Case steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Case scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Powell steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Hodgin moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Swift now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Turner moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Turner moves to third. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Turner scores. Moses moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Tucker moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgin is hit by the pitch. Tucker moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The slide. Early applies the tag. Tucker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello now playing third base. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Case reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case moves to third. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Robertson moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kurt Wright takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Case steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Case moves to third. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. 2 outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano pinch hits for Bill Swift. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.